You know, when I met Andre, it was a hell of a mess. And certainly over the 15, 16 years that I knew him, he improved a great deal. When I met him, he'd tried to commit suicide twice in the previous few years.
Terry Harrison, his manager, and more than his manager, his counsellor, his banker, and his friend.
His bathroom was like a chemist's. Enormous number of tablets all over, and he took about 6-8 sleeping tablets every night, certainly at least 6 every night, in order to try and get himself off to sleep. He told me that he'd never been able to sleep well since his childhood, that he has this nightmare each evening, or most evenings, of his mother being thrown into the back of the German trucks when they came round the ghetto collecting people to cart them off. It haunted him all his life.
Perhaps in reaction to this darkness and despair, his wayward side would reassert itself. He inserted a notice in the Times announcing his intention to marry Eve Harrison, Terry's ex-wife, who had become his close friend, but not until his 60th birthday in 1995. And his professional conduct could still be as breathtaking as it had been in America. On one occasion, he had to play the Ravel concerto, which he'd never done before.
He was booked to play the Ravel, which, as you know, has a harp in it. And he was going to play the Ravel for the first time in Norway. And I think he was in Sweden just before, and he took the train from Sweden to Norway, and he'd never played it before. And he still didn't know it, and he was going to study it on the train. Anyway, something went wrong. I don't know what went wrong. Either he forgot the score, or he couldn't study it on the train or something. This long train journey. And when he arrived, he was thinking, well, what can I do? What can I do? And, I'll just have to tell them, etc. And they met him and they said, oh, Mr. Tchaikovsky, we've got a problem with a harpist. We've only got one harpist here and the harpist ill. We can't do the Ravel concerto. And Andre said, oh, what a shame. I was really looking forward to playing that. Oh, dear. And made a big hoo-ha about it, etc. And then he said, well, what shall we do? And they said, well, we've got... we could do Mozart concertos, of course. And he said, what do you have in your library? Because the concert's tomorrow, isn't it? So you've got to have the parts. What parts do you have in your library? Well, which ones do you play? Oh, I play all of them, which is not true. He played about half of them. And so they went to the library and they said, what about this one? We haven't played this during the last 2 years. It's probably the only one we haven't played in the last 2 years. He said, oh, yes, that's fine, actually. And it was one of the ones he played. So he played Mozart. And in the speech afterwards, when there's always a drinking session afterwards, a sort of reception with drink, he had too much to drink and schnapps or something, and he got up and he said, I have a confession to make. First of all, I've never played the Ravel. Secondly, I don't know it, and I couldn't have played it. Thirdly, I'm very lucky that this is a Mozart you chose, because I don't know a lot of them. And fourthly, I actually poisoned the harpist.
A concert career needs consistent practice, constant PR, continual concerts, and continuous reliability. Terry Harrison found it hard to cope with someone so erratic.
When I took Andre on, I thought that, well, this is very special, and I'm sure that, guided the right way, he's going to become a major performing pianist. And after a year or two, I realised that Andre, his dedication was towards music, and the fact that he was a performing pianist was partially peripheral to his wanting to be a musician. And so I realized that Andre would not really go that way in the end, that he would be a performer, he would have a career as a performer, but there would be many other things that he would do. And so I started to look upon it then that perhaps when Andre had got through all his traumas, which would take many decades, I thought, that perhaps we would have a Clifford Curzon type of figure when he's 60 or something like that.
You started to try and build his career. Did he put any constraints on you?
Yes, there were two or three constraints. First of all, he didn't want too many big dates because he didn't feel that he could handle so many big dates easily. He always wanted to have at least one good holiday a year and a couple of smaller periods off. And he always wanted, and this is particularly from about the mid-70s, 1975, if he always wanted to have off, if he could, 3 months a year as well for composing.